anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone. I hope you're feeling blessed today. With all that is going on in the world today, it shows us that the time we have on this earth is very limited before the rapture of the church. All the signs are there if you haven't noticed. This country that once was a God-fearing nation has now, by many, turned their backs on God. If you don't think so, then you have either been living under a rock, maybe in a coma, or maybe even worse, just maybe you have given in to the world's desires. Look at what the colleges are teaching or indoctrinating into your children. Look at how schools took God out of it. You can no longer pray or have Christian celebrations. In public, you are encouraged to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Look at the chaos in the streets that they are calling peaceful protests. Have you ever witnessed peaceful protests that involved fires, destroying property, looting, holding up traffic in the streets, threatening law-abiding citizens, much less the law themselves? Look at how the government is trying to control us with fear and forcing us to wear masks or be fined or thrown in jail if we don't. Citizens can't even have barbecues, open their small businesses, go to funerals. Meanwhile, large corporations can open for business. Casinos, which serve alcohol, gambling, and smoking, can open, but not the small bar owners, you know, the little business owners. Do you not see that this country is trying to be taken over by a government that controls its citizens, just like Cuba, Russia, and China? They are allowing the large corporations and the businesses like casinos, where the government makes most of its money, to remain in business, killing off the small businesses so that the citizens will need to depend on the government. Ever wondered what is going on that the media isn't telling you? Oh, by the way, notice how the media is no longer neutral in telling you a story and allowing you to make up your own mind about it. No, the media is giving you the narrative that they want you to believe, and like the sheep many are, they are falling for it. What is it that the media isn't telling you? What is it that they don't want you to know? Well, I covered a part of it in my last episode. Today, I want to discuss what we should be doing. I want to discuss how Christians are, or should be, looking at this according to the Bible, the Word of God. I ran across an article written by Mike Muzzerall, titled, A Line in the Sand. I would like to share it with you today. If you would like a copy, just look in the show notes below, and I have a link where you can find it. First, Mike Muzzerall asks you these questions. Should Christianity be progressive? Should the Bible be a living document that evolves as society deems necessary? Should Jesus be re-imaged every generation to be relevant to that generation? Is doctrine expendable? Should Christianity be progressive, or is it time for devoted saints to draw a line in the sand? He begins with, "Give me that old-time religion." There will always be more critics than those who choose to stand up for the Bible. Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. From the dawn of civilization, mankind has chosen a wayward direction. Isaiah, likening mankind to rebellious sheep, says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. The majority of people today do not want to be bound by Christian beliefs or God's word. Sadly, we live in a time when it's popular to be critical of the old-time religion. Next chapter, Changing Times. The latest models, the latest versions, the latest upgrades, and the latest polls seem to drive society to be progressive. The old must be forgotten. Those who consider themselves to be enlightened feel that it is their duty to challenge traditional Christianity whenever possible. They love to quote from the serpent in the Garden of Eden, "Hath God said?" Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Everything is open to being questioned. Nothing is sacred. As a result, there is nothing solid. The foundations of Christianity are eroding. The spiritual map is fading. The influence of the church is waning. Social acceptance versus spirit acceptance. Social acceptance has become more important than Holy Spirit acceptance. Pleasing man has become more significant in the eyes of the progressive Christian than pleasing God. There is no shortage of paraphrased Bibles that claim to be God's Word. It is difficult to even call some of these translations Bibles. The New Norm. Isn't it interesting how those who oppose the instructions of the Bible love to suggest their lifestyles as being the new norm? Repetition reduces resistance. The more we hear unacceptable statements accepted by the masses, the more we become inoculated to its errors. They want their interpretation to be the new norm, but it doesn't have to be. Their new norm makes conservative ideology social leprosy. In their eyes, being a conservative Christian is an incurable disease to be avoided at all costs. If they could, they would quarantine all Bible-believing Christians. A line in the sand. Draw a line in the sand. Make a stand for God. Defend Christ. Hold your Bibles high. Those who practice progressive Christianity act as if the Bible does not matter. They suggest that there is no way of knowing God or what He expects from us. They inject doubt by stating as fact that God's Word is unreliable. You cannot live your lives according to it. Jesus is not the way, the truth, and the life. He's not the only way to the Father. Progressive Christianity is nothing more than a movement to progress the lies of the devil. They need to go back and read John chapter 14, verse 6. And his final chapter,
I still believe. Do you? I still believe in the inspired Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I still believe that the message of the cross is for salvation and day-to-day victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. I still believe that God's Word is a lamp unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. Psalms chapter 119, verse 105. I still believe that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide those who desire to live for God. John chapter 16, verse 13. I still believe that there is an ultimate reward for those who endure to the end. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10. Do you? If you do, draw the line in the sand. So how did you like that? What did you think? Was he on point? And how do you feel? How do you handle when someone tells you this is the new norm? This is going to be the new normal. You know, we have to accept all the changes in the world. Because if you're a Christian and you've been studying your Bible and you've been watching the news, you know that the new normal that they're trying to get to is the one world order. And you know what that means. So don't accept the new normal. It's coming, guys. It's coming. I believe we're going to see it. It's very possible we could see it. But of course, if you're living with God, we personally won't be here because we'll be raptured up with the church. God's not going to let us suffer among everybody else. So that's why it's important, if you're with God right now and you're ready to go, stay that way. And meanwhile, all your friends and relatives that you feel like are not ready, this is your time to get them ready. It might be your brother, your mother, your friend, your daughter, anybody that you feel is not ready for the rapture. Speak. And you don't have to hammer it in. You don't have to hammer it in because you don't want to chase people away. Just plant the seed and then move on. That's all you have to do. And let God take care of the rest. Plant the seed and pray for them. And when they're ready, they will go. They will start going to church, read the Bible. They might come to you about it. Or they may not. There may be someone else they go to instead. But at least you've planted the seed. That's the most important thing you can do for people, is plant the seed. Then you pray. And the other important thing we need to do as Christians is show them what a Christian life is so that they will want that. When my life was going good, I still felt empty. I knew something was wrong with me. I was missing something. And it wasn't until I found God again that I realized that's what was the missing piece. And so now, even when life isn't as good as it could be, I still feel fulfilled. I still feel safe. I feel it's a whole different feeling. Because when you have God with you, you really can conquer anything. Things that you probably would have never been able to conquer. You know what I learned? If everybody would just follow the Ten Commandments, this world would be a much happier place. There would be less pain and agony. Think about it. You wouldn't have stealing and killing. You wouldn't have adultery. All those right there say, oh my goodness, the pain we could save if we just followed those right there. And then how about honoring our parents? You wouldn't have the children disrespecting the parents. Think, oh wow, just think about the Ten Commandments. If the whole world just followed the Ten Commandments, oh, would there even be anything wrong in the world? How amazing would that be? Of course, we'd have something. We can't be in a perfect world yet. But that is what's wrong with the world. Not everybody has God in their life, or they walk away, or maybe they never had it to begin with. And so us as Christians, we need to find those people and just plant the seed. And if they want to know more, let them ask. Don't try to hammer it in their head, because then you're going to chase them away. But I love this. I love where he says, draw a line in the sand. Make a stand for God. Defend Christ. Hold your Bibles high. This is what we need to do, people. This is what we need to do. Because the end is coming very soon. My heart aches for those that I think are going to be left behind to deal with this new world order. Isn't that sad? So guys, don't follow the world. Stand your ground and draw that line. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. Anything and Everything with Doris is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out a few days a week, so come on back. If you have an idea for a topic, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on our social media pages by checking out all links below. Need a good laugh? Subscribe to our YouTube channel found in the links below, where you can watch our skits, video pods, and listen to our podcast all in one place. See you there. If you would like to support all that we offer, feel free to donate any amount your heart is comfortable with at paypal.me/yappystudio, or just click on the link below. Check our show notes below for all references and links mentioned. And as always, we thank you for joining us today. God bless.